Blog Talk Radio.
Reason being of of the church is mostly focused on riches, so they're not going to read this particular scriptures pertaining to the rich. Amen. But I just want to go over some of the things that scripture teaches pertaining to the rich and pertaining to the church. Now, mostly we are, mostly people don't concern themselves with the ideation of how they are becoming rich and how riches come about. Amen. But number two basic ideations of the rich is capitalism and oppression. Again, it is capitalism and oppression. Amen. And this has been going on for centuries and will not change and have not changed. So if you are looking for it to change today, you are very mistaken. Amen. But we're coming out of the book of James again, chapter 5. Again, I have made a mistake on the devotional scripture reading, which is James chapter 5. This is the correction. James chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. Verses 1 read as following. Go to now, ye rich man, weep and howl, for your miseries that shall come upon you. This is what James has expounded to the rich people. Oh, man. Hallelujah. Oh, God. He said to the rich men, amen, he said, but back then was mostly rich men, not women. Amen, he said, weep and howl. This is not good. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to the words. He said, weep and howl for your miseries. Amen. Miseries. Amen. He did not say joy. He did not say delight, amen, but he said miseries, amen, that shall come upon you. He's saying that these things shall come upon you. What things? He's saying the weeping, the howling, and the miseries will come upon the rich. Hallelujah. Now, I know that some people out there are going to have this mindset. Well, amen, even if, amen, the miseries are coming, I want to try being rich, amen. Well, you go ahead, amen, and you try being rich, amen. I will not try being rich unless God ordained me to be rich. Amen. Hallelujah. So we'll need to understand, amen, what's going on with being rich. It's not just being rich. How did they get their riches? They didn't get their riches by how the preacher's telling you that they got their riches. Amen. Come on now. If you sow this $20, you're going to get $1 million. You can't get rich with that. Capitalism has to do with money, supplying money. You have to have money to become rich. Amen. If you poor, you're not going to get rich by being poor. It's common sense, or if you do not have capitalism to establish yourself, you're not going to be able, amen, to even in the middle with the rich people. Hallelujah. Oh, God. we just need to be having common sense as a Christian people. Amen. We don't have it right now. Anybody can tell us anything, and we will believe it. Oh, God, hallelujah. But verse 2 in this text says, your riches are corrupt. How did the riches get corrupt? By the way that they got the riches. By any means necessary. They're not going by any godly rules, amen. They're getting their riches by any means necessary, by deception, lying, oppression, abusement, any way that they can get it, they're going to get it. Amen. Hallelujah. Your gold and silver is cankered, amen. Cankered. He's talking about like gangrene. It's spread all over the place. Amen. And the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it was fire. Ye have heaped treasures together for the last days. Amen. You've heaped treasure for yourself for the last days, amen, because you're going to reap, amen, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap, amen. And if you reap in this corruption, and if you reap in this oppression, you're going to reap the benefits of it. Oh, yeah, you might have your riches, amen, according to the world. Amen. But what about the riches according to God's joy? Amen. Do you have these? Amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. Most people only think about the riches of these worlds because it brings materialism. Amen. But God, when God is talking about the riches, most of the time in the Bible pertaining to the church or the Christian, he is talking about the riches of being a Christian or spiritual. Hallelujah. He's not talking about the materialism of this world. He cares less about the materialism of this world. It's the people that is deceiving your mind or deceiving the church into believing into the materialism of the world and confusing them pertaining to God's will. Hallelujah. Ooh, God. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 4. The scripture said, behold, the high. These are the people who are working for wages. Amen. These are wages. The wages of the laborers. These are the employees. Amen. The rich have to have laborers or employees in which they oppress to gain their riches, amen. Can I get a witness? Who have reaped down your fields, which of you kept back by fraud? He said they keep back their monies by fraud, amen. Remember, they don't get paid what they're supposed to be paid, amen. Isn't that corporate today, church? Isn't that capitalism today? Amen. This is stepping on the poor man's head, stepping on the poor man's back, amen, to be able to gain what they want to gain by through oppression, amen. Oppression, amen. Oppression is using somebody's power against them, amen, in a harsh manner, amen. Can I get a witness here? fraud, and they're doing it by fraud. Amen. They're not paying you what they're supposed to be paying. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing by you. I don't care what kind of job you got. They are oppressing you to be able to gain riches. Hallelujah. He said, which is of you will keep back by fraud, crying. Amen. And the cries of them that which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Amen. The word Sabaoth means war, the Lord of war. Amen. Because God hears the cries of those that are laboring for these corporations, those who are laboring, amen, for the rich. God hears your cries, amen. He are listening to your cries, amen. But he also said that he was going to deal, time in which he was going to deal with them. He was going to deal with them in the last days pertaining to them, amen, before his coming back, amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. Meaning that it's God's vengeance, not our vengeance, but God is going to show his head in vengeance in the last days before he come back. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 5 says, ye have lived in pleasure on this earth. Amen. You rich people, amen, you rich folk. Yes, you have lived in pleasure on this earth, amen. How many people know this? And this is why the Christian look at the rich, amen, and he wonder about the rich. That lead him to desire to be rich because he see what the rich man has. Amen. This is not God's act. That is envy. That is covetousness. Amen. This is not godly, people. Keep your eyes on the prize. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Amen. He said this. Amen. He said, ye have condemned. Hallelujah. He's talking about the rich. He said, ye have condemned and killed the just. Oh, God, we have an indictment. I said, we have an indictment this morning. He said, ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doeth not resist you. Amen. Why? Because you need the labor. Amen. Oh, God. To the Christian, he says, verse 7, he says, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord, amen. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and has long patience for it until he received the early and the latter rain. He's talking about the switching of the storms, amen. Oh, God, it's a little storm, and it's a latter storm, amen. Can I get a witness here? Oh, God, the Lord, switch up. Oh, God, talking about the tribulations of life, amen. The harshness of living in this world, amen. Can I get a witness here? He tells us to be patient, amen. Hallelujah. Be patient. He has heard your cry. He have seen, amen, your oppression. Amen. He has seen what you have been through. He has seen your hardness. He has seen, amen, oh God, hallelujah, how you have struggled in this world, amen. He has seen it in church, amen. Oh, he asks us to wait and be patient on the Lord because the Lord hears our cry. Oh, God, we're talking about the indictment of the church. The indictment of the rich, I'm sorry. Oh, God, is our witness. Amen. He has heard your cry. He has witnessed your oppression. He asked you to be patient, oh God. Be patient upon the will of God. Hallelujah. Oh God. He said in verse 8, be ye also patient. Establish your heart. Establish your mind. Oh God. For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren. Amen. Lest ye be condemned. Amen. Behold, the judgment stand before the door. The judgment stands before the door. Let me read that again. The judgment stand before the door. Hallelujah. Oh God. Hallelujah. We are all going to suffer. We are all going to be oppressed. We are all going to go through things in this world. Amen. But this don't mean that we're supposed to be rich. We're supposed to be whatever God has called us to be. If God wants us to be rich, he would allow us to gain riches. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's time to hear the truth rather than hear the lies of the church that have been going on, amen, for a while now, saying that you can sow this seed and sow that seed, amen, and get riches, amen. This is not a biblical fact, but a biblical lie, amen. You keep believing these lies, you're going to go straight to hell with these rich people. Hallelujah. James has indicted the rich, brought them up on charges for oppressing the people, for killing the people, for killing the just of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Let me take you to another scripture, amen. We're in the book of James, chapter 2. The book of James, chapter 2, starting at verse 5. The scripture reads, as hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor for this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to them that love him. But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you therefore the judgment seat? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name of the which ye are called? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if you have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I want to bring your attention to something Jesus, James said in the fifth verse. The fifth verse of that second chapter of James, he says, hearken, my brethren, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor? Listen to what he's saying. He says, has not God chosen the poor? He have not chosen the rich. God chosen the poor of this world. The poor of this world. The poor of this world. Poor of this world. Rich in faith. He's talking about the spiritual part of being faith, not the worldly part of the world. Rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom. What kingdom are we talking about? The kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, heaven, which he has promised to them that love him. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 All you people seeking to be rich, you know not what you do. You know not what you do and know not what you ask for. Amen. James chapter 4. Amen. Verse 3. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask it amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Hallelujah. You ask and you receive not. Why? Because God know why you asking. He know why you doing what you doing. Amen. He knows if he give you the riches of this world. Amen. You going to spend it on all the material things that you can. Because you is you, and he is he. Amen. He is the Almighty God, the knower of all things. The I am, the great. I said great I am.